Shavua Tov. Today in Mishneh Yomi we have the zechut to finish Makot and begin Bezrat Hashem Shavuot. This is Rabbi Kovacs. We are holding right now in Makot chapter 3, Mishneh Taz 16. Rabbi Hananiah ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem desired lezakot et Yisrael, to bring merit to the Jewish people. Lefichach, therefore, hir balahem, he increased for them Torah u'mitzvot, learning Torah and the mitzvot, the commandments. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah chapter 42, Hashem chafetz leman tzidko, God desired for his righteous one, for Am Yisrael, yagdil Torah v'yadir. Therefore, he increased, made gadol, made great, and strengthened the Torah. Now, this Mishnah may sound very familiar because our sages enacted we should say this Mishnah, which is considered Agadata, is considered, you know, teachings, before we recite the Kaddish Derabanan, the rabbi's Kaddish. So even after learning Halacha, learning other things, some people have the minhag, the custom, to say this particular Mishnah and then recite the Kaddish Derabanan. The Tiferes Yisrael comments that this Mishnah is a continuation of yesterday's Mishnah, where we said there are some prohibitions like blood and creepy crawly bugs that people naturally abstain from, but Hashem gave us a commandment to do so in the Torah so that we'll get a reward for not eating those items. So too, if we have a lot of mitzvot, there's a lot of opportunities for us to get reward. The Sefer HaChinuch brings this Mishnah and explains the word lezakot means not just give zechut, but lezakot means to purify, that Am Yisrael is purified through doing Hashem's mitzvot, the commandments, and therefore we have a lot of opportunities to bring more purity and more kedusha, more holiness into our lives. There are Hasidic sources that expand on this theme and teach that every neshama, every Jewish soul, has a special connection to a certain mitzvah, a special mitzvah that they long for, and by a neshama, a person doing that mitzvah b'shleimut, with kavana, with proper intention, with all the details, they bring a tremendous tikkun, a great fix to their soul. So therefore, Hashem gave us a lot of opportunities for different people to connect to a mitzvah that speaks to them personally. Now, in the Gemara in Makot, about this Mishnah, on Daf 23b, Darish Rabbi Simlai, Sheish Meot Shlosh Esrei Mitzvot Nemru Lo Lemoshe. Rabbi Simlai explains the source for there being 613 mitzvot. The Torah doesn't count them, the Mishnayot don't count them, but the Gemara, it's a Gemara in Makot that is the source for 613 mitzvot. And then in the Gemara, they explain, even though there are 613 and there's a lot and we're responsible for all of them, but you can live with certain philosophical concepts from the Torah. And then finally, Habakkuk v'amidon al achat. The prophet Habakkuk came, and in chapter 2 of Habakkuk, he explained, Tzadik be'manato yechiyeh. The tzadik lives through his faith, that yes, we need to keep all 613 mitzvot. It can be overwhelming to be trying to work on 613 things every day, but if you work on everything we do in the context of emunah, that we live our life and we perform all the commandments in the framework of emunah, tzadik b'matu yichyeh, then we can be successful in all of everything we do. And at the very end of the Gemara in Makot, they bring stories of Rabbi Akiva's tremendous emunah, which was an inspiration for the other sages. One of the examples is they went by Har HaBayit, where the temple had been destroyed. A few decades before Rabbi Akiva's time, the temple was in ruins, and it was a field. There were wild animals, shualim hilchubo, and everyone was crying. And Rabbi Akiva started to smile and laugh. And they said, "What are you laughing about?" And he said, "Because there's a prophecy that the temple will be like a wild field, overgrown field, and there's a prophecy linked to that, that the temple will be rebuilt." So Rabbi Akiva was able to bring consolation to his colleagues that yes, Am Yisrael is destined and required to go through some very hard times and some very difficult events, as we've seen recently. But prophetically, we know that we're going to come out on top, and we need to have emunah that Hashem is going to give us back everything we need and restore us to greatness again. And God willing, soon we'll have the temple rebuilt. So Mazel Tov on Makot. Now on to Shavuot. Now Shavua means an oath. We learned about a year ago and change in Nedarim. There's a Neder also, which is kind of like an oath, but a Neder is effective on an object. A Shavua is effective on a person. Now many of the Shavuot are court-related. Someone might take them to support his claim or oppose someone's claim in court. So it is related back to Sanhedrin. But the first topic we're going to see is Shavuot Bitui, an oath of expression. So we'll start Mishnah Aleph. Shavuot Shtayim. Oaths, there are really two of them, Shehen Arba, that are actually four. So what we're getting at, the Mefarshim say, is actually a verse in Vayikra chapter 5, verse 4, O Nefesh ki tishava, or when a soul makes an oath, tishava shavua, levatei b'safayim, to express through his lips, lahara lehetev, to do bad or to do good. So there's this hara lehetev, there's two different kinds of oaths. Rashi explains here on the Torah in Vayikra, Parsha Vayikra, he says, for example, I will eat, that's good, I won't eat, that's bad. So that's two, and then our sages expanded this to include even the past. For example, he made an oath that he did eat or that he did not eat. And as we'll learn later, if his oath was actually false, was in vain, there is a penalty, a special carbon, ola v'yored, which depends on his tax bracket. But then the Mishnah turns to other items in halacha that are two, that are four. And actually, the remainder of chapter one is a review of various areas in Shas, in Jewish law, that have this concept of two that is four. So the Mishnah continues, yediot atuma, being aware of impurity, shtayim shehen arba. There's two types that are really four. So the ones the Torah actually mentions are a person forgot that he himself, his body, was tame, was impure, and he ate from kodshim, that requires his body to be pure, or he entered the temple grounds. And the two realizations that aren't specifically mentioned in the Torah are he knows he's tame, he knows he's impure in his body, but he forgot that the food he's eating is kodshim, or he forgot that the area he's setting foot into is considered temple grounds. The Mishnah adds yitziot hashabot, transfers during Shabbat, shtayim shehen arba, two that are really four. This takes us back to the first Mishnah in Shabbos over 2 years ago, when we talked about the malacha of transferring items from one domain to another. And here the two that are four are, one, bringing an item into the Rishut HaRabim for Rishut HaYachid, and two, bringing from Rishut HaYachid to Rishut HaRabim. And that are four is that if the person is actually standing in Rishut HaRabim and is pulling something from Rishut HaYachid to Rishut HaRabim, that also counts as a hotzah, as a forbidden malacha on Shabbat. Finally, the Mishnah adds, Marot Negayim, the appearances of Nega. Nega is tzarat, is these skin blotches that can be create impurity and create a mitzora situation. Shnayim shehen arba are two that are four, meaning there are two primary colors that each have two different shades to them. Yishar kohachem, mazel tov, tizku l'mitzvot. We're going to see there's a whole area of Mishnah about Negayim, so we'll get there. Bezrat Hashem, be well.